Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 16, Saturday, 2020, day 137. Today's topic: God's children love God and others. The devil's children hate others and live in jealousy. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 69, verses 19 to 28, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5 to chapter 19, verse 24, John chapter 8, verses 31 to 59, Proverbs 15, verses 12 to 14. Today's main passages. First Samuel chapter 18, verses 7 to 12. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." Saul was very angry. This refrain displeased him greatly. "They have credited David with tens of thousands," he thought, "but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a close eye on David. The next day, an evil spirit from God came forcefully on Saul. He was prophesying in his house while David was playing his lyre, as he usually did. Saul had a spear in his hand, and he heard it, saying to himself, "I'll pin David to the wall." But David eluded him twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David but had departed from Saul. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, and then 42 to 44. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Verse 42. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is God's children love God and others. The devil's children hate others and live in jealousy. Today's 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 7 to 12, and John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, and then 42 to 44, tells us this reality that worth lots of careful thoughts. How could a good leader, the first king of Israel, who was personally chosen by God, became a devil, started with jealousy, really horrible? The only reason is that Saul left God. When God was not with him, then Satan could attack him through the gap of his life. And the first gap of his life is jealousy, then hatred, cunning, killing. Jesus tells us in today's John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, 42 to 44, that this horrible situation could happen to anyone. Any people who leave God, not listening to God's word, not holding to Jesus' teaching, could become Satan's children. Do you know the gap of your life? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be close to you, listen and obey to your word, and walk in your truth, that we are able to know the gap of our life, and because of your presence, we won't be kidnapped to be Satan's children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you pray to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the gap of your life so that Satan won't get through those gaps to kidnap you to be his children? To be his child. Yeah. Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.